Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us in the study of the Word of God today. During these days of the holiday season, we're looking at the subject, what Christmas means to me. And I know that Christmas means many different things to many people. But I'm speaking as a born-again child of God, as a blood-bought, blood-washed believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm speaking as a Christian, as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas means much more to me than it does to this commercialized world that we live in. Christmas is more than a time of partying, drinking, and frolicking. Christmas is a sacred time to every child of God because it is a time that we stop to remember the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I remind you, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only reason for the season. As we honor His birthday, let's not forget Him whose birthday we celebrate. Again, I say, I know there are the critics, and I know there are all kind of ideas and philosophies that can be promoted by men. I'm just simply going to say to you, you go your way and have your own thing, but I remind you what you believe about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and what you do with the Lord Jesus Christ that was born will determine your eternal destination. So I plead with you in the Spirit of God that you listen carefully, you let God speak to your heart from the Word of God, and learn the purpose of Christmas as God intended for it to be. Now, having said that, again, I say to you, I do not know which month or which day of the month the Lord Jesus Christ was born. There's no way that I know of that I could prove it was December the 25th, and there's no way that I know of that you could prove it wasn't. I'm talking about proof that would stand up in a court of law. But it does not matter to me when he was born. The fact is not based upon the when he was born, but the fact is based upon who it was that is born. That's my interest. That's my point of study. It's not when that is important to me, but it's who was born. Now, I know there are many who would say, well, now, preacher, you know he was just like any other man. And I simply say to you, you're only revealing your ignorance. But friend, we who know God is our Heavenly Father, then we know Him only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the door to heaven, and He's the only door. And He said, I am the door. If by me any man shall enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find green pasture. But I pointed out on yesterday that I can show you in the Word of God exactly when he was born. The Bible said in Galatians 4:4, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So, my friend, Jesus Christ was born when the fullness of time was come. And while I'm there, let me just make this statement. He'll be back when the fullness of time is come. You say, well, now, preacher, they've talked about his coming for all these centuries, but he's not come But I remind you two things. He is not delaying, because the Bible said, he that will come will not tarry. And I remind you, he will be back when the fullness of time is come. But we're looking not just at the period, but at the person, who it was that was born in the stable outside of Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling cloths, and laid in a manger. And again, I remind you, God has spoken through the angel to Joseph when Mary has conceived. And he tells Joseph that your betrothed wife, who's supposed to be a virgin for you, is going to have a baby. But don't be upset, because she has not committed fornication, but she has conceived of the Holy Ghost. And then he goes on to say, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, I believe if you study the Word of God, you would come to this conclusion. This man, Jesus, has a lot of titles, but as far as I know, here is the name, and the only name, that God mentions in the Word of God as being his name. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. It goes on to talk about him being called Emmanuel, which being interpreted as God with us, that's a title. And we call him Lord, that's a title. We call him Master. We call him Savior. But those are titles. And we call him the greatest title I believe there is to him, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the great I Am. To the Hebrew of the Old Testament, he is the Yahweh of the Old Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the promised seed of Abraham. He's a promised Messiah. He is God in flesh. He is a person that God spoke to Isaac through Abraham and said, God will provide himself a lamb. He is that person, and we're looking at him. He's the reason for the season. And my mind gets to thinking about him and all this Bible says about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll be honest with you, my circles get too big for me to comprehend and stay organized in preaching and teaching this. But I've started pointing out on yesterday how unique he was. He is the Son of God. He is the Savior. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. I mentioned to you about the songs that we sing about him. The songwriter said, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Another songwriter said about him, it's the sweetest note in Seraph's song, sweetest word on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. Yesterday, as we were finishing the broadcast, I started pointing out some of the uniqueness of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said to you, he was born of a woman that never knew a man. Yes, I do not care what the liberals say or the critics say. The Lord Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. The Bible prophesies this in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 7, verse number 14. The Bible talks about this will be a sign that a virgin shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. It would be no sign if it were just a young woman bringing forth a baby boy. And it would be no sign if he was born as all other people are born. But he was born of a virgin, born of a woman that never knew a man. And then through his lifetime, several times this phrase is mentioned. He was laid in a tomb where no man ever lay. He spake as no man ever spake. He's unique in all his manners. But I want to give you these quickly on the broadcast today. The Lord Jesus Christ is the earthly son of the heavenly father and the heavenly son of an earthly mother. Don't miss this. He is the only person who was alive before he was born. And he lived after he died. He had a birth, but he had no beginning. He had a death, but it had no ending. I tell you, that floods my soul with joy and rejoicing to understand those precious truths. I like this. He was the same age as his father, and he was older than his mother. He lived before his mother was born. When he cried on the cross, "It is finished," he wasn't done with. He did not say, "I am finished." No, my friend, he was alive before he was born, but he's still alive after he died. Thank God for that. He, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became the Son of Man, that we, the fallen sons of men, might become the sons of God. He came to our world to die, so that we might go to his world and live forever. He was rejected that we might be accepted. He was rejected of men, a man of sorrow. But we are accepted in him by God, our Father. He wore a crown of thorns that we might wear a crown of glory. He was a man of sorrow that our joy may be full. He wore a robe of mockery that we might wear a robe of righteousness. He who was afar off came where we were, that we who were afar off from God might be made nigh by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every person that he came in contact with, he changed them, did something for them who would receive him and allow him to do so. I think about this, and many things could be said here. You bring a cripple into his presence, and they go away walking. You bring a blind man to his presence, they go away seeing. You bring a deaf man into his presence, and they go away hearing. You bring him the dumb, they go away speaking. Bring him the broken, and they go away made whole. Bring him a sinner, and they go away saved by the marvelous grace of God. He was God. He was infinite. He is unlimited for time, space, or power. You put him in a storm, he calms the storm. Put him in the fire, he walks around in it. Put him in the water, he walks on it. Put him in a grave, and the grave can't hold him. He comes out. I'm talking about this person. The center attraction of our Christmas is the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, what a wonderful, wonderful Savior we have, and privilege we have to know him and celebrate his birthday and honor him as we do so. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I am grateful to the Lord for the radio stations that carry the broadcast, and I do trust that you will pray for them and support them as the Holy Spirit directs you to do so. As we approach the Christmas season, I want to wish all the personnel at each station and you, the listener, a very blessed Christmas and a healthy and happy and spiritually prosperous new year. And I trust that God will bless you. You'll have a wonderful time with your family and friends during the holiday season. Let me encourage you that as you do your Christmas giving, that you remember the Harvest Time broadcast. A letter from you at this time of the year would be such a blessing. And even if you could not send any support, it's always a joy and a blessing to receive Christmas cards. So take a moment and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not.